For see, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of pruning the vines has come, and the song of the dove is heard in our land. In my recitation from today's passage from the Song of Songs, I spared you the opening lines about my lover springing across the mountains and leaping across the hills. We've all been to too many weddings where this reading was read poorly, to say nothing about wondering why this reading was chosen by that couple. In addition to a great deal of biblical knowledge and liturgical sensibility, I have to think a little bit of whimsy was at play by those who created the lectionary. Twice in today's gospel, we hear that the child in Elizabeth's womb leapt with joy when the child heard Mary's greeting. So of course it makes sense to set this up with the image of a gazelle or stag leaping around all over the place. The first reading also reminds us that we believe Christ will redeem all creation. We don't know what that means for the flora and fauna we share the earth with. But for now, it's good enough for all of God's creatures to blossom and give praise in their own way. Let's let our hearts and voices leap with joy as we sing, "My soul gives glory to my God."
Yeah.